relief factor, pain relief that's natural, pain relief that works, and pain relief that attacks the source of the pain. That's the experience of tens of thousands of Americans who are taking Relief Factor right now. See their incredible video endorsements at ReliefFactor.com and then order your three-week quick starter pack for just $19.95. That's less than a dollar a day. Find out if it can work for you like it works for me by ordering your three-week quick starter pack today. ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com. Be the next success story.
If you thought 2016 was important, 2020 is going to be the greatest, most significant election of your lifetime. As a result, we've created a unique additional podcast with our regular guest in studio, former special assistant to President Trump, Boris Epstein. It's called The Battle for 1600. Join us today by subscribing to the podcast for free. Just look for my name, Boris Epstein, and The Battle for 1600.
Our fathers brought forth upon this continent a new nation, conceived in liberty and dedicated to the proposition that all men are created equal.
I know not what course others may take, but as for me, give me liberty or give me death.
The world will little note or long remember what we say here, but it can never forget what they did here.
Ask not what your country can do for you. Ask what you can do for your country.
Mr. Gorbachev, tear down this wall.
I can hear you. The rest of the world hears you. And the people... And the people who knock these buildings down will hear all of us soon.
And we will make America great again.
This is America First with Sebastian Gorka.
This is America First with Sebastian Gorka, and I'm very proud to introduce our guest host for today, Jennifer Horn.
Thank you, Dr. Sebastian Gorka. I am Jennifer Horn, and you're listening to America First. Welcome in. Happy Friday to you. I love being here. This is a repeat visit as guest host to America First. I'm actually on loan from AM 870 and AM 590. The Answer are Salem Radio affiliates in Los Angeles and the Inland Empire, Orange County, all of Southern California. And thank you all for being with us today. It has been an absolutely crazy couple of days in the news. And I know we shouldn't be shocked because 2020 has presented us with a really fast news cycle. And it's also presented us with a lot of crazy news stories. But we'll start with the good. The good is that the president's doctor, Dr. Sean Connolly, the White House physician, came forward today and said that President Trump was feeling good. He was looking good. He hasn't had any symptoms for days. He hasn't had a fever in days. His isolation will be over on Saturday, and therefore the president will be cleared to get back to work. And that is extremely important when you are 25-ish days away from the election. So yesterday on Sean Hannity's program, the president said that he'd like to get back into rallying shape. He says he might hit the road this weekend, even doing rallies maybe in Florida or Pennsylvania if they can organize them. It's a testament to that energy that President Trump clearly demonstrates to us at every turn. Even COVID couldn't knock him down. Now, on the not so great side of things, the White House pounced on Speaker Nancy Pelosi this morning after Nancy Pelosi said that she would like to start a commission to provide oversight. This is new legislation on the 25th Amendment. Nancy Pelosi is standing next to Jamie Raskin, another representative from the state of Maryland, had this to say about President Trump and future presidents and the need for this oversight commission on the mental and physical fitness of presidents. Take a listen.
This is not about President Trump. He will face the judgment of the voters. But he shows the need for us to create a process for future presidents. Throughout America's history, our leaders have created and strengthened guardrails in the Constitution to ensure stability and continuity of government in times of crisis. The 25th Amendment creates a path for preserving stability if a president suffers a crippling physical or mental problem and is, unquote, in the amendment, unable to discharge the powers and duties of his office and transfers his powers. Specifically, Section 4 of the amendment empowers Congress to set up an independent body to confront such a crisis.
All of this from the picture of sanity, Nancy Pelosi. Talk more about the 25th Amendment, the president, and this new commission, and what the motivations of Nancy Pelosi might be in just a few moments. First, I want to welcome in our friend. He's been on this program with me before. He is not only a Hollywood conservative, but he is a Hollywood icon. He is the host of Love Connection. You remember back in 2 and 2. And he is a Navy vet, a political activist, and he co-hosts a podcast that is simply fantastic. It's called Blunt Force Truth. You want to check it out wherever you get your podcast. He joins us right now. His name is Chuck Woolery. You know him. Chuck, thanks so much for being with us. Welcome to America First.
Well, thank you, Jennifer. Thanks very much. I've been listening to your conversation. I think that Newt Gingrich and Ashley Rush Limbaugh may have come with a viable plan that Nancy Pelosi has in mind.
Chuck,
the 25th Amendment isn't really for President Trump, as she said. It's for Joe Biden.
Oh, my gosh, Chuck, this is so funny that you bring this up, because earlier today I host a morning show in Los Angeles, and Nancy Pelosi was speaking while I was on the air. And I heard this, and literally, first time I'm listening to the listeners, and I hear this audio.
This is not about President Trump. He will face the judgment of the voters. But he shows the need for us to create a process for future presidents.
And I go, wait a second. It struck me immediately. And my co-host was laughing at me because I shut her down. And I said, this isn't about Trump at all. This is about Biden. This is they're hedging their bets. Not only did they get the publicity to go after President Trump for being mentally or physically unfit and taking steroids to beat COVID, but it's also the real thing, the real reason behind this, the catalyst for it, is that they can dump Biden so that they can appease the left. This was their dog whistle to the left so that they know that Kamala Harris is coming.
Welcome Kamala Harris to the presidency of the United States when you couldn't even win a single vote.
It's unbelievable. I mean,
they're cunning little devils, aren't they? That's what they do. They just sit back and conjure up all these things. It's like a witch's brew.
Was this a stopper for you, Chuck, when you heard this? Did you call this one a stopper when you heard Nancy?
What'd you say?
I said, did you hear a stopper when you heard Nancy Pelosi?
Well, yeah, I mean, good night. Yeah, so, it's amazing the things that they say and what they do. And you think that she's crazy, and she is kind of crazy. There's no question about that. Excuse me, but she's cunning. They're all very cunning. They sit back and they dream up all these mafioso-type, defenses and attacks and hope the American people aren't smart enough to pick up on it. They really do believe the American voter is stupid.
Mm-hmm.
And I pray that they're wrong. I don't believe that. I don't believe the American voter is that stupid at all. And it always surprises me because I think, am I the only one in the room that's getting this? And I find out that I'm not even close to being the only one in the room.
I know people are waking up. I really do believe that President Trump has caused a massive awakening for people that kind of put their head down. And one of the things that I say a lot, Chuck, is that the left has been telling us who they are and what they're going to do for decades now. But the right, and really people who even are apolitical, just haven't been listening. So when Nancy Pelosi directly tells you that this isn't about Trump, I'm with the president. I believe her. I believe her that this is about something else. And this is just another piece of... Yeah, that this evidence, though, that the Democrats are giving us that our votes no longer have power, that it's whatever they see fit for the country, that's what they're going to push through. We saw it when they tried to pull Trump from office. Now we're seeing this again when they're trying to insert Kamala Harris in the White House.
Yeah, and I mean, when you say believe her, I believe him, too. I believe Democrats when they open their mouth and talk before they're up for election or way prior to, like, in primaries and things like that. I mean, Joe Biden said he wasn't for fracking. Kamala Harris said she wasn't for fracking. I believe them. I don't believe them when they say they're now for fracking. I'm not even sure they know what fracking is. They just don't like it. The point is, right, the Democrat Party, and led by people like Pelosi, Schumer, Joe Biden, Kamala Harris, they're so far left, and the AOCs and the squad and all that kind of thing. They are so, here we are after, I don't know how many years, we are absolutely fossil fuel independent for the first time I can remember in my lifetime, and now that's what's under attack. It's the success of America that the left is constantly attacking. It's just amazing. These people must hate this country. They have to.
And well, they
it's
tell
very
us
discouraging
that.
To realize that people within our ranks that, you know, Abraham Lincoln warned us about as far back as the 1800s, you know, our demise will come from within, not from without.
They've been very smart, though, Chuck Woolery, at infiltrating this system. They sneak into our school systems through academia. Now they've got a whole new generation of kids who have been brainwashed against the history of the United States. They've snuck into local governments, into city councils, and to the places of attorney general. And you can even see them. They'll tell you they want to destroy America and start all over again. Chuck Woolery, I appreciate you hanging in there with us. You've got one more segment. We're going to talk about the podcast because you talk about where this country is headed, and I think it is such an important conversation. So thanks for sticking with us. Chuck Woolery coming back. Follow him right now on Twitter, at Chuck Woolery. He'll be back with us next. Jennifer Horn in for Dr. Sebastian Gorka. This is America First.
I'm Sebastian Gorka on America First. Let's get back to the show with Jennifer Horn.
Thank you, Dr. Sebastian Gorka. You are listening to America First. I'm Jennifer Horn. Seb will be back next week. And just want to remind you, check out his website, sebgorka.com. You can become a member of Gorka's Cabinet for all kinds of additional content, features, access to podcasts, special interviews, everything you really want. You can find it all at sebgorka.com. Joining us right now is our friend Chuck Woolery. You follow him on Twitter, at Chuck Woolery. You know him from really being a Hollywood legend, hosting Love Connection and all sorts of markers of our life. A real treasure for pop culture. He is a Hollywood conservative. They do exist. He's a political activist, and he's the host of Blunt Force Truth. And he joins us right now. Make sure you check out the website, bluntforcetruth.com. Chuck, thanks again for spending some time with us. And I laugh
a
little bit about
it, Jennifer. Thank you for having me.
Oh, it's a pleasure. And I laugh about you, you know, saying there's a Hollywood conservative, because Hollywood has become so overwhelmed with not just Democrats. We're talking about the far left represented in Hollywood. So when we do have that Hollywood star that is actually just speaking common sense to us, I think it becomes that much more important
unusual.
To embrace it. Yeah.
It's not unusual, Jennifer. I was watching an ad the Democrats were running the other day, and guess who was the person in the ad? The voice that you heard with all these pictures over it. It was Charlie Chaplin. Chaplin was a communist.
Yeah.
So, I mean, this goes back years and years. There's always, you know, people like Walt Disney were conservative. Charlton Heston was conservative. John Wayne was conservative. There were a lot of people in the old days from the 40s, but in the 20s, 30s, as the film business developed, there were a lot of artists that came from overseas, came from France and Italy and places like that, and they were very communist oriented. There was no apology for it. I mean, good Lord, when you think about it, most people don't even realize this, but FDR's first vice president ran on a communist ticket for the president of the United States.
Wow.
I mean, give me a break. It's nothing new. The left has always been extreme. They've always embraced the left. They've embraced communism and socialism for 100 years. And there's a reason for it. And it's just one of those things that you have to constantly be vigilant of, be aware of, and not fight it, but try to persuade people that they're wrong, which is extremely difficult to do once they're entrenched.
especially when you have a mainstream news media that is working on behalf of that group of people. I mean, I've never seen anything like this in my lifetime. There were riots in Los Angeles this week, and we're going to talk about it later on in the program, but there were riots in Los Angeles, and they were not depicted in the mainstream media. There was a pipe bomb.
I actually saw it when they were, because I lived there for 45 years.
I know.
I saw them in Santa Monica, you know. It's very interesting. I had the chief of police of Detroit on my show a few weeks ago, and he was telling me what he did. So the whole group of people gathered on a bridge, and he said, we immediately just took tow trucks and started picking up their cars and impounding them,
that.
And they all left. And I thought,
amazing.
You know, if they had just done that in Santa Monica, it would have been a whole different story.
Yeah, but in Santa Monica, unfortunately, they don't want to send police anymore because they've defunded them. They want to send a social worker to deal with all kinds of stuff like this. I mean, it is really such a crazy time. And that brings me to your podcast, which really, truly, I've listened to. It is fantastic.
Nothing says reparations like a Louis Vuitton purse.
That's exactly right. I'll take one of those, please. I've been very damaged. Blunt Force Truth is a podcast that you do. It is great. And one of the most recent episodes, you do it with Mark Young. One of the episodes that you did recently talked about the direction of our country. And spend a few minutes just talking with us about the podcast, the purpose, what kinds of things you talk about, but really the general direction of the country, because I think a lot of us are concerned about that. I think without President Trump acting as sort of a retainer wall, to use really simple terms, I think people are concerned about what's next.
Well, what's next is very bad news. And of course, we're told that all the time by the mainstream media that bad things are going to happen if we don't do certain things. Our show really is kind of an overall view. We kind of take a look at everything that's happening along with a few specifics, but kind of the direction that we're going to take if we're not careful and be vigilant. And I think I had Ted Nugent on a couple of weeks ago, and we were talking. He said, you know, the thing that I'm most concerned about, and Ted Nugent, by the way, is a very smart guy. He said, one of the things that I'm really worried about is apathy. He said, once the American people mm-hmm. get apathetic, bad things can really happen. And you just can't sit back and say, well, somebody else will take care of this. I'll vote next time, or maybe I won't vote at all, or this is so crazy, I'm not going to vote. You better vote, and you better vote for Trump this time around, or we're in trouble. We're going to be in real, real trouble. This is a real tipping point election, I think. And I think most people know it. They're really aware of it. So, you know.
Yeah, I think you've really hit the nail on the head, because I think for the first time, and again, we talked earlier about that awakening that happened with the election of President Trump. I think so many people, the system was literally shook by President Trump and his election victory. And that actually expedited what has been happening on the left over the last several decades, probably the last 40 years. It kind of expedited that. But for a lot of people who were apathetic, who were just kind of toeing the line, going to work, making sure their kids got to school, I think those people have finally woken up. I just did a drive across the country, well, a piece of the country, I should say, from Phoenix to Grand Junction. And I was so shocked at how many Trump flags and bumper stickers are out there, even in your old hometown of Los Angeles. I have seen one Joe Biden sign, and I have seen probably 30 Trump signs. So his supporters are there, and they're enthusiastic. But I think now you're seeing the Democrats play the shenanigans to try to drive enthusiasm on their side with things like what Nancy Pelosi did today, saying, hey, guys, maybe we might kick Joe Biden out, and maybe Kamala Harris might be here. They talk about Trump dog whistling. To me, that was what she was saying to the left today to keep them engaged with this process.
Well, to simplify it, there is absolutely, and I mean positively, no enthusiasm for Joe Biden in the Democrat Party. The only place it is in the media and the leadership of the Democrat Party. That's the
right.
only place it is. It's not in the country, and it's understandable. I mean, if you look at him and watch him, watching that debate with Chris Wallace, which is very disappointing to me, but I mean, they will lie and tell you anything you want to hear or what they think you want to hear, and they're never challenged by moderators. They're never followed up. They're never said, well, you said this. What did you think about it? Why did you say that? They're never challenged. And it's very disconcerting. And it's up to, what happens is it's up to Pence or it's up to Trump to challenge them, because the moderators won't challenge them because they're all in this whole Washington. You know, Washington, D.C. is filled with biased partisan people, and that goes for the debating commission as well. I mean, they're not clean. None of these people are clean. And you see what's coming out, you know, from the DOJ and the FBI and the CIA and all the intel community. I mean, it's nasty stuff. Nobody will cover it. Fox briefly covers it. But, I mean, it's really up to people like you and me and Rush and Mark and Sean and people who are on the radio to literally uncover this stuff and let the American people know what's going on.
And people who listen need to take this as a cue as well and tell everyone what you're hearing on talk radio and in the media. Tell people truth. They need to hear it. Chuck Woolery, you are the best. I love you so much. Thanks for being with us. Have a great weekend. Follow Chuck right now at Chuck Woolery and get the podcast, bluntforcetruth.com. Dennis Prager up ahead. Jennifer Horn in for Dr. Sebastian Gorka on America First.
FDNY firefighter Stephen Silver gave his life while saving others on 9/11, and the Tunnel to Towers Foundation has been supporting America's frontline heroes ever since. When a first responder or military service member doesn't come home and young children are left behind, Tunnel to Towers pays off their mortgage to lift the financial burden and bring their family stability. For catastrophically injured veterans, Tunnel to Towers builds mortgage-free smart homes, enabling our most severely injured heroes to live more independent lives. I'm asking you to support this cause that's committed to honoring our nation's heroes and ensuring people never forget 9/11. Help Tunnel to Towers to do good. Donate $11 a month at tunnel2towers.org. That's tunnel2towers.org. Thank you.
Portions of America First are brought to you in part by Trump Card.
Thanks for joining us on America First. I'm Jennifer Horn in for Dr. Sebastian Gorka, and I am so excited. First of all, because in the days of COVID-19, to actually have human-to-human contact with somebody, you get very excited. And this somebody is very special. Joining me in studio from our LA ReliefFactor.com studios is the very amazing, I mean, truly Renaissance man, Dennis Prager. You know him from the Dennis Prager Show, heard nationally, and the founder of Prager U. Dennis, thanks for coming over today.
As I said to you earlier, who says no to Jennifer Horn? And the answer is no one. I am among the many who said yeah, who would say yes.
Well, you know what? Maybe one of my greatest achievements of people who have said yes. You're on that list, the VIP list.
Thank you. Thank you.
Now, Dennis, you have you're working on a book right now, which is what your work this weekend will be. You go through all of the Old Testament and make all of that stuff from so many thousands of years ago make sense to the modern day person. I read through Exodus and it was absolutely phenomenal. I told you how impressed I was. And you're now working on Deuteronomy, which has got to be, you said that was your favorite chapter, right?
No. The truth is, many of the chapters I work on are my favorite chapter.
Until you're done.
It's sort of like, not even that. It's just, I love them. It's like, you know, my other passion is music. So people say, what's your favorite piece of music? The answer is, you know, if I'm listening to Beethoven's Seventh, that's my favorite piece of music. If I'm listening to Brahms' Fourth, that's my favorite piece of music. So, there are just so many great chapters, and I'm only doing the first five books because everything in the Old and New Testament relies on that. Everything
Slacker.
Relies on creation. I'm sorry?
Slacker, only five?
Yes, only five, yes. But it's verse by verse.
I know.
And it's an incredibly challenging project. You know, this is, I feel a sort of like a woman giving birth, I think, who I think there are a lot of women when they give birth or even during a difficult pregnancy will say, you know, if I knew how hard this was, I might have used birth control.
You need book control.
So, yes, that's exactly right. Or you know, enthusiasm control, because I've been teaching it my whole life from the Hebrew, But it's one thing to teach it, and it's another to write it. Writing has to be, I mean, teaching has to be excellent, isn't it? But writing demands more, because you know you're going to love this. You ready?
I'm ready.
This is Prager. This is Prager theory number 407. I have theories on almost everything. You will really love this. This is yours and Sebastian's listeners will, if they've never heard me say this, it will be an eye opener. I have a mirror theory of life. There are three mirrors in life. Mm-hmm. The obvious one is the physical. How do you know how you look? There's a physical mirror. Mm-hmm. Okay. How do you know what you think? What's the mirror of the mind?
The mouth.
No. Well, close. That's a good one. That's not bad. You're very close. Writing. Because you can't see what you say.
Mm-hmm. That's true.
So it's literally a mirror of your mind. When you write, you now see what's in your mind. And if you don't write clearly, it's because you don't think clearly. It's not an insult. It's true for me.
That's
how I discovered it. Part of the reason that I am clear is because I write so much. Mm-hmm. Writing is the best practice I have for speaking. Interestingly,
I love that. And I think there is such a connection in the way your brain just physically works in connecting your mind with your words. I think that's right on the money.
Yes. And by the way, literally writing to some extent, they find. I asked my grandson, who's 10, if he's learning cursive. He's not.
They don't in school.
I don't believe it. I can't believe it.
We're going
to
have a.
Do you know, I sign my books to kids. They don't know what I wrote.
I know. Nobody knows cursive because
it might as well
been
in Hebrew.
I know. It is it's unbelievable. And talking about just that is such a problem for not only the influence of academia, but when they're choosing what to teach our kids, not just history, not just civics, but the basic skills of communication, it makes you think that there's something there that wants them not to communicate.
That's a very dark thought, but I have such I have such dark thoughts about the education system. I don't think people should send their kids to school anymore. They should homeschool them or send them to a school that they trust. By the way, there's a third mirror. So just to finish.
Can you stick with us? Because
okay.
We're up against a break. I know you've got to get back and write. But
right.
Hang out with us because Dennis Prager is here. You want to check out the Rational Bible, Exodus and Genesis out, Deuteronomy on the way. Dennis is working on that one right now. We also want to tell you about Trump 2024, a bunch of films that are coming out on the Salem Now platform. So we will talk about that. And there's a whole lot more to discuss. Dennis Prager is here from the Dennis Prager Show and Prager U. Jennifer Horn in for Dr. Sebastian Gorka. This is America First.
Sebastian Gorka on America First. Let's get back to the show with Jennifer Horn.
Thank you, Seb. That's Dr. Sebastian Gorka, and we welcome you to America First. I'm Jennifer Horn, filling in on loan from AM 870, AM 590, The Answer in Southern California. And want to remind you, if you haven't gotten this memo yet, this, my friends, is the most important election of our lifetimes. I know you have heard that before. But we really mean it this time. Dinesh D'Souza's new film, Trump Card, explains exactly why that is. Whether it's the creeping socialism of Joe Biden or the overt socialism of Bernie Sanders, this film reveals what's unique about modern socialism, who's behind it, why it's evil, and how we can work with President Trump to stop it. Watch it today at salemnow.com. Before it's released to the public, you get a sneak peek. Don't miss this important new film by Dinesh D'Souza. Go to salemnow.com and watch Trump Card today before it's released. And if you're looking for a DVD, you won't find it on Amazon.com because, Oh, they're out of stock. We've heard that one before. But you can order your DVD today at salemnow.com, salemnow.com. Joining us right now on America First is, I'm going to call him my friend. I hope I can, because he is certainly a person that inspires me every single day. I rush out of the radio station every day because he's my neighbor in the studio, and I get in my car and I listen to Dennis Prager, who has been an influence on my career as a broadcaster. And I know on so many people, you need to look at some of the videos done on Prager. You pick up the Rational Bible and listen to the Dennis Prager Show every single day on this Salem station. Dennis,
thanks
for hanging out with us today.
My pleasure. So you're ready for the third mirror?
I'm ready for the third mirror.
So this is Prager's mirror theory. Mirror number one is the physical mirror. Mm-hmm. How do I look? My face, my body, how do I see it? I have a mirror. How do I see my thoughts? You write. Writing is the mirror of the mind. Now, here's the third mirror. How can I see my character?
How can you see your character? In others?
Very good.
Really? I've gotten a kind of
and the people
there.
You attract into your life.
That's so beautiful and so true.
That's right.
You get out what you, or you get back
if,
what you put
well,
out.
Well, if you attract, people who say, you know, I'm constantly hurt by a-holes who are in my life. So the obvious question is, well, why do you attract them to begin with?
That's right.
I have to admit, this is not a boast, but I don't care if it's taken as a boast, because the point is more important than whether people think I'm boasting. I have not been hurt much in my life by people in my life, because I don't attract bad people into my life.
So important. That, I mean, and I know some of the people in your life. Your wife is fantastic.
Yes, yes.
Your son is fantastic.
Well, and you know Alan Estrin, you know, my
He's
dear
okay.
friend. He's okay. Right, exactly. The living martyr. I mean, you know, they're good people.
They are. Solid people. So let's talk a little bit about Trump 2024, which is a film that's also available on Salem Now. And it talks about the importance of the next 4 years of a Trump reelection. It also talks about what happens after President Trump. Dennis, there are a lot of people who need some calming words right now, because the left has really shown itself in the face of Donald Trump. Donald Trump got elected. It kind of expedited what I think was going on underground. The left had to show themselves, and how they've infiltrated our schools, our local governments, city councils, attorney generals. They've all been infiltrated by far left and socialism. And I got to hear you do something that will be available on Salem Now. And you talk about this and the unrest that is going on in this country. People need to feel like they can take action to make this stop, to help protect the country that they know and our fundamental freedoms that we should all be celebrating.
Look, I have been broadcasting 35 years. I often ask myself, why such a long career, which is not common. And I think there are a number of answers. Really, there are a number. It's worth noting, because I don't mean right now, but it's worth noting for people who want to go into the profession of communications, and just as a general rule. But one of the reasons is, as one caller put it to me this year, actually, and I loved it. Dennis, in my family, we call you Mr. Transparency. And that was true. I am transparent. I don't hide anything. Why is that an answer to your question? I have leveled with my audience. Before the last election, I was actually more depressed. Mm-hmm. That was the most important election. This is tied with it, but that was not any less. Had the Democrats won that election, the amount of destruction of our fundamental institutions with just in the justice system, just think of all the judges they would have had. Ugh. As opposed to the appointees of Donald Trump. Mm-hmm. Donald Trump is a miracle almost from heaven. I was opposed to him in the beginning because of his demeanor, his awful statements. He turned out to be a great president. Great. Not good. Great. Well, in foreign policy, the man has been a miracle worker.
the killing of Soleimani, the confronting of Iran, the moving of the embassy in Israel, the confronting of NATO lived off American protection while not paying anywhere near what they promised to pay in NATO. You know, the Democrats accuse him of, you know, oh, he's doesn't befriend our allies. They didn't befriend us.
That's right.
You fools in the Democratic Party, you wimps.
But they want to hand everything over to try to get people to like them. That's
That is one of the great reasons for how bad the left is. They don't ask, is it right? They ask, will I be loved? Mm-hmm. By the way, that's how they raise their children. And that's why there are so many left-wing children. They weren't raised with right and wrong. They were raised by parents who feared losing their love.
That's right. It's amazing how we can go from President Trump's foreign policy accomplishments to the direct connection and correlation to the differences between the left and the right in this country and people who are doing things and executing things in a productive manner. And there are so many, you hit it, so many parents, the left now being infiltrated and raising their kids like the schools tell them to just love and no right and wrong. It's gone. You said something that impressed the heck out of me. We don't even need to have police if people all have religion and belief in their faith in their life because they're just doing right and wrong. And unfortunately, that's gone.
Thank you. It's an honor to be with you.
Thank you, Dennis Prager. Check him out. The Dennis Prager Show every single day on your Salem station. Prager you as well. More up ahead. Jennifer Horn in for Sebastian Gorka on America First.
Portions of America First are brought to you by Alliance Defending Freedom.
The Supreme Court, which just opened its new term on Monday, has only 8 justices on board due to the vacancy, which won't be filled until President Trump's nominee, Judge Amy Coney Barrett, is confirmed by the Senate. But very soon, in fact, coming up on November 4th, the High Court will consider a dispute that impacts the religious liberty of a Philadelphia foster care agency that has been excluded from the city's foster care system simply because it objects on religious grounds to placing foster children with same-sex couples. The Alliance Defending Freedom is a nonprofit legal organization that is the gold standard for defending religious freedom in America. ADF has litigated and achieved 11 victories at the U.S. Supreme Court just since 2011, and ADF has played a big role in 60 victories at the High Court. Right now, I'd like you to go to Seb's website. Go to SebGorka.com to join him in supporting Alliance Defending Freedom. I stand with him. You should too. Just click on the banner at the top of the page. Your single gift of $100 or more will keep ADF on guard, protecting your rights in front of the Supreme Court or around the corner or even right in your neighborhood. Again, go to SebGorka.com and click on the ADF banner to make your gift or call 877-412-5888. That's 877-412-5888. Cast your early vote for freedom today by joining me, Seb Gorka, and freedom-loving Americans from coast to coast in stepping up to support Alliance Defending Freedom. The me you're listening to is Jennifer Horn. I am so pleased to be in for my friend, Dr. Sebastian Gorka. Got the day off today. He'll be back next week, and I'm so happy to be with you on America First. Now, we have talked a lot this hour about the left, some of the tactics of the left, why this election is so important, and of course, one of the tactics the left is using is the 25th Amendment. Are they using it against Donald Trump or Joe Biden is the question. John in South Carolina on line one, you're on America First. Hi, John.
Hi, Jen. You know, listen, when I got up this morning, I said, you know, I think I'll talk to Jennifer Horn and then I'll have Chuck Woolery open for me and then followed by Dennis Prager. And so it's been a good day today.
Were you very excited? Did all of your wishes come true, right?
They really did. They sort of all lined up and Dennis knows my voice. So I talk with Dennis on a regular basis. So love him to death. Absolutely.
Well, my family's in North Carolina, so I'm appreciating your little bit of Southern accent today, John. It reminds me of my family.
But I try to draw it out just for folks who haven't heard it in a long time.
We like it. We We only have about 30 seconds, so, John, so let me know what you think about this 25th Amendment idea from Nancy Pelosi. Are you with me, with Rush, with the president, that that this could be all about Biden and not about Trump?
Oh, that was my immediate thought. I mean, in fact, I think it was a twofer, actually. Basically, that's what they're trying to hem Trump up, but they were setting up Biden. But here's the ironic thing. I suppose that if Nancy Pelosi ever got to be president under the current lineage,
right,
that she would be removed under the 25th Amendment. And
I think
that
we should start practicing
that
right now. Thank you, John, for the phone call in South Carolina. Tim Murtaugh from the Trump campaign joins us next. Jennifer Horn in for Sebastian Gorka. This is America First.
If you thought 2016 was important, 2020 is going to be the greatest, most significant election of your lifetime. As a result, we've created a unique additional podcast with our regular guest in studio, former special assistant to President Trump, Boris Epstein. It's called The Battle for 1600. Join us today by subscribing to the podcast for free. Just look for my name, Boris Epstein, and the Battle for 1600.